Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Esther Yunji Kang, and this is The Rundown. Prosecutors in Lake County, Illinois, say they're preparing for trial in the case against Robert Cremo III. Cremo is accused of killing seven people and injuring dozens of others at the 4th of July parade in North Suburban Highland Park nearly 2 years ago. The 23-year-old rejected a plea deal yesterday in front of a packed courtroom in Waukegan. Eric Reinhart is the Lake County State's Attorney.
We have been working with the victims and survivors, supporting the victims and survivors over the last several days and weeks, preparing for today. We will continue to support them. We will be ready for trial.
Cremo is scheduled to stand trial in February. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling narrowing federal bribery law could have a major impact on some high-profile Chicago corruption cases. The court Wednesday reversed a bribery conviction against a former Northwest Indiana mayor on grounds that payments he accepted from a city vendor came after the firm received a lucrative contract. In Chicago, that law was used to convict four former ComEd executives and lobbyists of conspiring to bribe former House Speaker Michael Madigan. Scott Lusser is the defense lawyer for former ComEd CEO Ann Promajori. He believes the feds should drop the charges against her.
The Supreme Court has made clear that what Ann Promajori was charged with is not a crime.
The court ruling also could affect the government's racketeering and bribery case against Madigan, who is scheduled to stand trial in October. The state of Illinois has a new plan for curbing the transmission of HIV/AIDS. It's called Getting to Zero Illinois 2.0, and it aims to increase access to testing, housing, and employment, while also reducing barriers to treatment. The goal is to improve the quality of life for people who are vulnerable to getting the virus. Simbo Ige is with the Chicago Department of Public Health.
We are human beings. We are people. And so we treat people like people holistically, meeting their social determinants of health and meeting their social needs. We know we will get to zero.
According to data from the State Department of Public Health, Black women made up the majority of new cases in 2022. U.S. Census Bureau estimates released today show population declines among several racial and ethnic groups in the Chicago area. Cook County's population loss in the past 3 years has been led by significant declines in the number of white and Black residents, according to a WBEZ analysis of Census Bureau estimates. From 2020 to 2023, Cook County lost 117,000 white residents and 65,000 Black residents. Only Los Angeles County lost more white residents, and only Brooklyn, New York lost more Black residents. Cook County's Latino population experienced a more modest decline, about 10,000 residents, while the Asian population stayed roughly the same. Overall, Cook County is the second most populous county in the U.S. Major street closures are set to begin tomorrow ahead of NASCAR's second street race in downtown Chicago. Starting tomorrow at 7 p.m., Jackson Drive will be closed between Michigan Avenue and Columbus Drive. Additional closures around Grant Park will continue leading up to race weekend on July 6th. City officials worked with NASCAR to cut 6 days off of the course build compared to last year. The course isn't expected to be fully torn down until July 18th. two Chicago public school departments are getting new names. Diverse Learner Supports and Services will now be called the Office for Students with Disabilities, and Language and Cultural Education will be known as the Office of Multicultural and Multilingual Education. The school district says these new names better reflect whom these departments serve. Today's weather, sunny and cooler than yesterday, with a high of 64 degrees. Tomorrow, we're expecting partly cloudy skies with a high of 82 degrees. I'm Esther Yunji Kang. Thanks for listening.